Welcome to Midwest Paratalk Radio. Midwest Paratalk Radio is powered by the Paratwest Radio Network, www.pqrn.net. Midwest Paratalk Radio is proudly sponsored by mrepa.net, thewhitecrow.org, and paravolt.net. And now, your host, Devin Gray. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Midwest Paratalk Radio here, PQRN.net. We're simulcasting live on the People's Paranormal Radio Network. No, wait. People's Paranormal Radio Network. Yeah, that's right. PPRN or PPRNetwork.com as well. Sometimes my tongue gets ahead of my brain. It happens.
Mine does that a lot.
I'm the monkey. That is Deb. Welcome, everybody, to this show. So, don't worry about it.
I've got my bird in here with me today, and because my stepdaughter's doing the housework for me, she's cleaning.
Uh-huh. Woot.
So, right.
Wait. So. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah. I like that. Anyway, so I brought my bird in my office with me, and she's usually really quiet when she's in here with me, and she can see me. Mm-hmm. But occasionally, maybe not so much. If you hear a, and then my mic goes dead, that's just because she decided to sing. So
well, that's all right. Hey, everybody's a performer. We can have that.
And she's an umbrella cockatoo, so she's extremely loud.
Does she have like a little red umbrella or a blue umbrella?
No, but when she gets mad and puffs her head up, she looks like a big white umbrella.
Seriously.
Yeah, she's big.
Huh, of course the phone's going to ring. Why not? So yeah, my phone rings big. And your bird squawks. I mean,
we're so professional.
You know, it is what it is.
I know, that's why I love it. It's just so much fun.
It's fun. It's so much fun. So. Oh. What?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have a great show tonight. I'm really excited.
But yeah, why don't you tell everyone who we have on with us tonight?
We have somebody that I know personally. She is a Reiki master. She's been in Reiki for 20 years. Her name is Shelly Cummins. She's I'm studying Reiki with her. She's teaching it to me, which is awesome.
Awesome.
She also is into shamanic studies, quantum touch, wow, integrated energy medicine. She does hypnotherapy. She even does past life regression. And now she's been training with a woman named Deborah King in 21st century energy medicine. Mm-hmm. And she just recently came back from Las Vegas. She went down there to get something. I can't remember what it was she told me, because I'm a little senile like that. But anyway, did I say she's also an ordained minister?
You did not? Really?
Yeah, this girl is a busy girl.
Yes, she is.
But anyway, she's interesting to talk to. Mm-hmm. She has a lot of knowledge, and she turned me on to that Deva Primal CD that I really like a lot. And hey, bud, did you get that Carlos Nakai stuff I sent you?
I did, and actually went out to Amazon and put a couple of the albums in the wish list. So
he's awesome. Yes, excellent stuff to meditate to. Oh yeah, good stuff.
Right. What? Oh duh.
You wrote that, fool, not me.
Click on your name to change it. For everyone that is able or listening to us right now, if you happen to come into the chat room, things have changed a little bit to be music compliant with the music license and whatnot through Loud City. You have to listen to the broadcast through the Loud City website. So I put the icon links to the right of the chat room. To listen to the show, just right click on one of the icons. You can, it's the Loud City player, the iTunes player, the real time player, the Winamp player, and the Windows Media player. But if you right click that, open a new tab, you won't even go away from the chat room. You'll bring up the audio in a different tab and it'll play and you guys will be able to listen and still chat here with us. So, and I know you guys coming in and out of the chat room, you're trying to maybe figure that out, and that's what's going on with that. But yeah, to be completely compliant with the music license, that's what we have to do. So that's what we're doing, because I'm not getting hammered with no copyright infractions.
Yeah, that's a long, long vacation. That costs a whole lot of money.
Right, and I'm going to, yeah, and it would not be fun.
Mm-mm, no.
Federal pound you in the booty. Ooh, penitentiary, okay. Kind of stuff. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm just damn too pretty to go to anybody's jail. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, you know. But anyway, weather is awesome for... Oops, I got to make Serenity an owner. Make an owner.
Hey, Serenity. Welcome.
But yeah, weather is awesome. It's supposed to rain this weekend, this Sunday, but right now, I mean,
weather's it's pretty... It's supposed to be hot, 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 too.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
I hate it hot.
Oh, I love it hot. Which I'm hoping this weather pattern... Excuse me, stays the same coming through and going into June, because we have a lot of investigations coming up in June that we need to take care of. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so.
Oh, that I'm excited about that. They're going to be good.
They are going to be awesome. And so, yeah.
I got yet a new piece of equipment today.
I saw that. You're just out there buying up everything.
Oh, I'm just bankrupting myself.
Right?
You know? It really was a pretty good deal. Mm-hmm. These are things that I'd been wanting to get for a while. You know, mm-hmm. What is this thing I got? An EMF pump?
An EM pump. So it puts out electromagnetic energy. It pushes it out into the room. And for those of you who do not ghost hunt, this is what this does. This piece of equipment pushes the electromagnetic field out, which in theory, and everything is in theory because, you know, nothing can really be proved at this point other than, you know, the evidence that we have. But the spirits can draw that energy and it brings in clearer EVPs, the possibilities for better pictures and video. And it just kind of gives them the extra energy versus taking, you know, the energy off of a person or off of your batteries and your electronic equipment.
Yeah, I'm really stoked about using it with my my new full spectrum camera. That's going to be the bomb. Diggity.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff that's that we're going to try. And you know, I was talking to Ange last night, and she's in for the second two, by the way.
Awesome.
Of July. And she was talking about some of the ideas and stuff, and she was really stoked to try it. And one thing that I think that we're on the same page, you and I are, Deb, is that, you know, we want to try things that are kind of a little less conventional than what normal investigators might do. I mean, because I've always said that I really can't critique any piece of equipment unless I've actually used it. And right. I can't give an objective opinion about any evidence that's given off of this piece of equipment that I've never used and say, you know, well, that's good evidence or that's bad evidence, because I just don't know how the piece works. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and even with pictures, I mean, I'm that way with everybody's stuff. I don't like to tell people, yeah, that is paranormal. No, that's not paranormal. Because I don't know what happened when they were there and they've got that piece of evidence. I mean, a lot of the cameras that are used today, especially if you guys use Sony's, I used a Sony digital recorder quite a bit before I got the Fuji now. But what is that noise?
That's my bird.
Oh, I'm hearing change.
Rattling her cage.
Right. I'm hearing change, and I was like, I don't have any change in my pocket going jingle-ling-a-ling.
She's trying to get my attention because she wants out, but that would be a nightmare, so it's not happening.
Right. But, you know, I hate to say, you know, you don't know what you're doing with your equipment because, but anyway, but with this Sony, I noticed that it takes, you get diamond orbs with the Sony cameras. And the reason that you get the diamond orbs on those is because the way that the convex shape of the lens and the shutter, it causes that.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Other people talk about the shape of the lens causes different shape. Like the lens flare will be different shapes. Some of them are shaped like an hourglass.
Right.
I've seen that too. Casper, knock it off.
Oh, no. I just got a weird text.
She's doing the bouncy on her... She's dancing, I guess, is the best way to say it.
Right. So, but yeah, you know, I like to actually, you know, kind of look at the big picture with stuff like that. And, you know, and it's interesting that some people, you know, they do not know that the Sony does that. And I'm sure there's other cameras out there as well. But, you know, my experience with the Sony has just kind of led me to that. And so, yeah. But anyway... Tangent.
Squirrel. Yeah, and by the way, if you are a Sony fan, now I have a Sony Hi8 camcorder, you know, that has the night shot on it, as you know. But unfortunately, all of their software that you can get the video off of it with isn't compatible with Windows 7 or anything.
Right.
I have... pretty much given up on it. And I even contacted Sony to see if I could get a digital camera with night shot. And apparently they don't make them, which that's, I think, quite a mistake. But
right. Yeah, they quit making.
What do I know?
A couple years ago, they quit making the new night shot stuff.
And that's a shame because, man, it takes a booty kick. And you can take a... You can camcord in the pitch black and you can still get a picture.
Right, right,
but
exactly.
Not anymore.
So, but you know, I found too, looking around online for stuff like that, is you're able to mod cameras and stuff yourself to be night vision, but I'm just not technical savvy enough to be able to do that.
No, you know? I don't want to spend $100 or so on a cheap camcorder and then destroy it
before I've
even used it because I don't know what I'm doing.
Exactly, you know.
Okay, I can cut a wire in a Radio Shack and radio, but that's the extent of my.
Right.
Technical stuff here,
but you know, and the thing is, you know, I believe if you go out and Google stuff like that, you might be able to find some modders out there that would be able to do it for you. Of course, you'd have to pay a fee for it, but still, you know, you'd be able to actually get, you know, something that would be usable out in the field for investigations. Just so you guys know, if you are in the chat room with us tonight and you've got a weird name, all you have to do is click on that name and then follow the on-screen instructions and you can change it to whatever you want. And then I'll throw a blue coat on you so you can be a member of the PQRM family. Tonight, like Deb was saying, we've got an interesting show coming your way. Shelley Cummings is going to come on with us. We're going to be talking about Reiki. We're going to be talking about, you know, just the whole gambit of what she does with that. And I've been wanting to have a Reiki master on for a while just to try to, you know, get the information about Reiki out to our listeners because I don't know that a lot of, you know, a lot of people know too much about Reiki and what it does and what's the intention behind it. You know, if you don't know about it and someone's telling you about it, you're thinking, okay, whatever, right?
Yeah, I've even met people that think it's some kind of a religion. They have no clue what it actually is, so.
Right. And, I mean, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have a Reiki master on as well, just so that I could, you know, get a better grip of what it entails and what it's about. So, yeah. Let me entertain you. Sorry. I don't know that I even put my jingles and stuff in here. That's funny because I wanted to play a commercial for you guys. But anywho, that's all good in the neighborhood. Wow. I have a lot of audio, and I just really don't have any new commercials. I'm going to have to make some new commercials. I'm going to have you make some commercials for me, Deb.
Okay.
have you put a bed behind them and make the
write the tack script?
Yeah.
Certainly. Just tell me what you want me to say, and I'd be more than happy to do it.
Okay. Just make one.
For what?
For our show.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a list of shows if you want to go out there and make them all. We'll hook you right up.
Okay. Good practice.
Right. It will be. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and yeah, just do it. We're going to get Shelly on with us and kind of talk Reiki. So can everyone hear okay? Oh, of course they can.
I'm talking to you, fool.
Why not? Yes, you are talking to me, liar, liar, pants on fire. I'm just saying. Hello, Shelly. Are you there? No, not yet. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Shelly. How are you?
Good.
This is Greg and Deb. You're live on the air with Midwest Prayer Talk Radio on the Prayer Quest Radio Network.
Great.
Hi, Shelly.
That's not a mouthful.
Trying to find out how to do my picture here.
Oh, on Skype?
Yeah.
I see your picture.
You see my picture?
I do.
I just see a question mark, but that's okay. As long as I can hear it, I'm fine.
That's because I'm special, Deb.
Special Ed.
Oh, see, that's not right. Well, Shelly, you know, I'm very excited that you come to join us on the show tonight because, like I was just saying, you know, not a whole lot of people know too much about Reiki and what the actual intent and purpose is behind it. So I was hoping that, you know, maybe you could tell, you know, all of our listeners about, you know, who you are and just kind of go into what Reiki is about and the background a little bit for us.
Well, yeah, forgive me. I'm a little nervous, but I got into Reiki about 20 years ago. And it's a universal life force energy. It's non-denominational. It's energy that everybody can access. And what you do is you channel into that energy and it raises your vibration. And by raising your vibration and doing like hands-on healing work, it causes the person with an illness or disorder to raise their vibration to match their vibration. And in turn, it causes healing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people don't always notice or feel something. But it may not be, it may be working on a more subtle level in the seven different layers of the aura. So even though they may not notice anything right away, it's still working on them.
And you can even do it remotely. Is that correct?
Yes, you can do it kind of like the same way prayer works. The more people you have praying for you, the energy builds, and it works the same way by doing distant healing.
And I know, I really believe that prayer works. I've seen it in action, and I've read some things recently on some scientific magazine websites, like Scientific America, where they've talked about people are actually starting to do studies about the power of prayer and that there may be something to it, you know. I'm just tickled that you're here. I want to say thank you quickly, because I know it was very short notice, and you're a great sport, and I appreciate you coming on. When we were talking last night about doing a show on Reiki, I'm like, you know what? I'm studying with this gal, and she's really awesome. And Greg's like, really? He says, I'd like to get a really good like Reiki master on the show to talk to us about it. And I'm like, well, I'll just see what I can do. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, one question that I have, I mean, and like I said, I do not know a lot about Reiki, but is it, I guess, is massage involved? Is there, you know, because I saw something at one point with like rocks and a massage. I mean, I'm not sure how it actually works.
No, it's not massage. It's either very light touch or no touch at all, because you're working with the energy field around the body.
Okay.
Dr. Oz is really promoting energy healing as being the energy medicine of the future.
He sure is.
I would never tell anyone to not go to their doctor, because they really work hand in hand together. Mm-hmm. But there comes a place where, you know, you have to make a choice. Do you want to keep eating up your liver, or do you want to try alternative medicines? But yeah, I would never say don't go to your doctor. It's good to do both. They complement each other. You can do massage. You can do, you can add crystals to it to also raise the vibration. But no, it is not, it is definitely not massage.
Okay. Interesting. Now, how does one, I mean, if somebody was interested in trying, you know, getting into Reiki, I mean, what is, I guess, are the steps that you would have to go into to become a Reiki master? I mean, what is, you know, what do you have to do on a personal level to, like, well, I guess, raise your own energy, your own vibrations, and then be able to project that out?
Well, I started with the desire for wanting to help others. And then when I started studying the metaphysics, I felt like I was very home. So with the desire to wanting to help others, I took a Reiki class, the very first Reiki class. And then I went on and got my Reiki 2. And then I got my third Reiki class, which is Reiki Master Teacher. Mm-hmm. And from there, I branched out into shamanism and quantum touch and integrated energy therapy. It doesn't matter if you call it Qigong, Tai Chi. It's the same energy that the karate people work with. It's all energy, and you're channeling that energy.
Yeah, that Chi energy. Remember I told you those videos, Greg, of that Chi master?
Right, yeah, I do, actually.
I'm excited because I've started this journey, and Shelley is my Reiki master.
Yeah.
So I think is it number two I'm doing? Is it this Sunday?
Reiki 2.
I started out with a desire, like she said, the desire to want to help people.
Right.
It's all about your intent, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, you had mentioned shamanism. What exactly are you doing with that?
Well, I'm currently studying with Deborah King. She has a book, Be Your Own Shaman. I just completed her 48 weeks online program, and now I'm entered her fifth level, working side by side with her to be certified by her as an energy medicine practitioner. What she has done is went around the world studying with the esoteric Christians, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the Native Americans. And she's taken the best of the best and blended them all together into healing. And then she's got a group of, 700 of us that are training under her that she's showing us the best of the best. She's gotten rid of all the stuff that doesn't really matter and kept the important stuff.
Awesome. Now, I know you said that you had you wanted to help people and whatnot. I mean, but did you know, like, at a young age that this is something that you were wanting to get into, or it was just kind of like, I don't know, a path that just like kind of presented itself and you're like, oh, okay, this is kind of where I want to go?
I just always kind of felt lost, like I didn't belong. And then when I took a class down in Indianapolis, and I felt like, well, this is home. And then from there, I took 3 or 4 classes down there at one of the metaphysical shops. And then I went on and signed up with the American Institute of Holistic Theology, and decided to go with my bachelor's and master's because they were certifying me in the same stuff I was taking classes on anyway. And I just felt so at home when I started studying the ghost and the paranormal and the astrology and the energy medicine, and it goes on deeper. It goes on into sound healing, working with the angels. I just felt like I belonged somewhere once I started studying that.
Awesome. Now,
did you feel like at a young age that you had an ability to this, an affinity, you know, that you were, when you said you felt, did you feel different than what you thought?
Different, but yeah. I never could quite put my finger on it. I always was able to have dreams, and within six to eight weeks, the same dream that I had would manifest in real life. And I think it started with that, wanting to understand that and know what it was.
That's cool.
Now, when you you know, working with vibrations and stuff with Reiki, I mean, do you channel like spirit guides to kind of help you, I guess, locate the problem area of an individual or something that maybe the individual doesn't even know what's going on? I mean, can you pick up on something that like that, say like maybe a pulled muscle that they don't know about or, I mean, anything like that?
Well, different people are at different levels. Me, myself, I am a feeler. When I put my hands on somebody, I feel where they have pain or an issue with the body. It's important to say that I am not a doctor, so I cannot diagnose. So if I know that there's something going on with the liver, I can't say, you know, you got liver issues. I should say something like, you need to go see your doctor, or you're having issues with your liver. You need to go see your doctor if that's the case. Mm-hmm. But other people are able to see the colors of the auras. Other people can smell. Other people can clairaudiently hear the guides. I have been told by other people that when I put my hands on them, they can either see the colors coming off my hands or they see the guides in the room with me. Because mm-hmm. when I start a session, I call upon Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael, and then I call in my guides and their guides that want to help with the session. And some people can see that, and some people feel absolutely nothing, but they'll come back 6 weeks later and say, you know, my minor aches and pains went away, and I've slept the best I've slept in years.
Right. Now, I have, you know, back and leg problems and whatnot. I mean, what would, say, if I were to go to a Reiki master, what could you do for me on that level?
On back and legs?
Uh-huh.
Well, with the law of attraction and studying Louise Hay, the power of your thoughts create or manifest our reality. Mm-hmm. I do know that lower back has to do with financial money issues. Your legs has to do with supporting or sustaining your foundation for your life. So we would work with getting that on affirmations for working with that. And then we would just do a general clearing session with the energy. And some people it takes up to 3 days, but mm-hmm. I tell them, give it 3 days and you'll notice the pain will diminish. Mm-hmm. But some mm-hmm. people that have, like doctors will tell you that diabetes is not curable, but energy medicine, Deborah King says diabetes is definitely 100% curable. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to do the mental work and change your thinking process that has created the disease or illness in the body, anything's possible. Mm-hmm. And by opening our heart chakras and channeling the vibration of love, anything is possible. Miracles happen every day.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Now, I mean, how would you handle, because I'm a diabetic.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, what would be, like, I guess, the first step to trying to cure diabetes?
Well, you need a good foundation. So mm-hmm. meditation is a good foundation. Journaling, by journaling as little as 5 minutes a day, we're releasing the toxic emotions that we're holding on to mm-hmm. that create disease or illness in the body. Because by not verbally saying what you really meant and holding it in, or not crying or holding it in or whatever, we're storing that in our body. Or by thinking, you know, I can't stomach life, or creating stomach cancer, by different thoughts, we're creating different illnesses in our body. And it starts out in our auric field. And once it gets diagnosed by a doctor, then it's manifested as a physical illness. But I got sidetracked there. We were talking about diabetes, and by doing the mental work, mm-hmm. and it is reversible.
Yeah.
I'm not that far into it yet.
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting to kind of look into and see, you know, what could happen with that. Because, I mean, more so, I think, with like type 2 diabetes, you can control it and get to the point where you don't need to take meds and stuff like that through, you know, a lot of physical exercise and, you know, lifestyle change. So it'd be interesting to see, you know, on an energy level.
Laughter is the best medicine, and by getting videos that make you laugh and laughing for as little as 30 minutes a day, you can change the chemistry in your body.
Hmm. That is interesting.
Yeah. I've read that too, and it increases the happy hormones in your brain.
Yes.
it does, which kind of neutralizes those steroids that your body pumps out when it's under stress that does so much damage. Yeah, I've heard that. I've been told that even by my own doctor. So I do that a lot. Sometimes I just laugh at you.
Well, yeah, I only need to talk to you for a half hour, and that's my half hour a day. No, but, you know, that's really, really interesting, actually. Now, when you're doing a session, I mean, has there ever been, I guess, kickback off of the person that you were working with that just kind of gave you the, you know, I'm not going to be able to help you? You know, not necessarily, I guess, on a physical level, but more on a mental, spiritual level where they just seem to, like, block.
They're
blocking what you're trying to do for them.
Well, if they're not really open to healing, they're probably not going to be there anyway. Mm-hmm. So if they're on your table, they're at least expecting something to happen. Mm-hmm. But yes, you can get vectors, you can get psychic attack, you can get a demonic possession. You know, I for a while, I wasn't sure if I believed in the demonic possession, but I've actually seen it firsthand with training with Deborah King.
Oh, wow.
So, but yeah, you have to, we as a healer, we have to make sure we are very protected and in our own psychic protection bubble when we're working on other people.
And how do you do that?
Basically, you visualize yourself surrounded by the white light, or visualize yourself surrounded in a bubble. I personally call upon the archangels, the four archangels of the four directions. I will clear a room with the white light. And then a lot of it is intent. If you're intending it to happen, it'll happen.
Are you there, Greg?
I was going to say, I got quiet. I think I lost someone.
I don't know. Are you there, Greggy? Oh, I'm not sure what happened.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there he is. I thought we lost you.
My headphone's acting stupid.
Did you hit that fart button again?
No, actually, it was cutting in and out. I'm sorry. I was trying to, I think we got to shorten my wire.
Uh-huh. Anyway. Yeah, do you, now I knew that because you taught me that, but I wanted you to say that for the people that are listening. Did you, ever use sage? Or I have white sage.
Right.
Do sage a room? Do you ever do that?
Yes, saging a room is a good thing to do. It will help clear out the negative spirits. Mm-hmm. And again, it's the intent. It right. doesn't matter, you know, if you want to wear a cross or you wear a pendulum or an archangel or a shield or you say prayer or pray to God or the goddesses or whoever. It's the intent behind what you intend to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I totally agree. And I've always, you know, before investigations, I've always told people, you know, do what you have to do to protect yourself. And it exactly is intent. I mean, if your belief and faith is real, then I believe that is your protection. And Deb and I were talking about it last night with, you know, with having the full intent of doing, I mean, even the saging of a house, if you're, you know, an investigator, and, you know, have been educated in such acts as far as blessing a home and stuff, a lot of it is intent. You have to mean what you say, and, you know, it's something that I personally do before and after an investigation anyway, but... Mm-hmm. Now, when you start doing your sessions and whatnot, and you start, you know, working with the energies, can you feel like, how can I put it? Can you feel the positive energy, like whatever it is, that what area you're working on, that it's actually penetrating through to them? I mean, can you feel that connection?
Yes. If someone is blocking it, you will actually feel it come back up your arm, back at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So yes, you can feel it.
So is it almost like,
I don't see color. So,
right. This is an odd kind of an analogy, but I mean, is it the energy coming through your hands into the person? I mean, would it feel like, I don't know, like when you put your tongue to a battery, that type of feeling?
I've actually had people say they didn't feel anything at all. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it just depends on the individual person, and if they're mm-hmm. clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant,
mm-hmm.
On if they actually feel anything or not.
Okay, so you're saying that the more, I guess, gifted as far as, you know, having a gift, they would feel more of the energy coming from you than would, like, I don't know, anyone, normal Joe off the street.
If you're more psychically in tuned,
uh-huh.
I would say yes, you would feel it more.
Interesting.
Than the average person.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
See, when I've been working with Shelley, after we get done with an attunement? Is that what you're doing on
yes.
me? My yes. hands tingle, and every time we do it, they tingle, and it goes up my arms farther and farther, and I can actually feel it. So
when I'm working on someone and I'm doing an energy session, my mm-hmm. hands get very hot. I have worked with a lady that put off cold energy, but I put off hot energy, and I will actually, if I get to a spot on the body, my hands will actually heat up warmer, and I've actually started sweating on people because my body temperature had kicked up so far because they wow. needed that extra energy.
Wow. That's really, really cool.
Not a lot.
Seen some very interesting things in the last couple years that I've actually been doing it in public on people.
Because uh-huh.
there for a while, I just kind of just did it to myself and my own family.
Mm-hmm.
But since I opened up to doing it to public, I've seen a lot of things. And people have actually felt bones moving. If you go into Quantum Touch and watch Richard Gordon's videos, he will actually show you how they spend an hour on a lady with scoliosis and working up each individual vertebrae is straightened up her spine.
Wow.
I've had people tell me that they felt their bones pop and move as I worked on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not doing any physical pushing.
Right, right. Wow, that is very, very interesting. Now, if somebody wanted to have a Reiki session, I mean, what would be your advice on picking the right one?
Well, talk to them, call them, talk to them, see if you like them. If mm-hmm. you don't like their energy, don't make an appointment with them, because mm-hmm. not everybody's going to be right for every person.
Right.
Like someone else might be better for, hypothetically speaking, maybe, for example, your diabetes. Maybe I don't have good success with diabetes, or maybe Shirley Jones down the street has great success with diabetes, but she might have a different energy vibration than what I have.
Right.
So I would talk to them, see if you like them, get a feel for their vibration, and go from there, either whether you make an appointment or don't.
Right. Yeah, because like you said, I mean, some people, you get that feeling about people. And, you know, if you're not comfortable, don't do it. So very, very cool. Now with, say like, we were to do, you know, you would do a session on me and we were to work on the diabetes. What type of, I guess, time progression would one look at? I mean, not even for diabetes. I mean, other things too, with, you know, back problems, leg problems, neck problems. I mean, is there a certain, like 3 or 4 sessions and you start seeing the effects of the Reiki? Like you said, I know earlier you said, you know, there could be up to like, you know, 3 hours later you could feel a difference. But I mean, with more severe issues, I mean, how long generally, I mean, like a little estimation. I mean, I know you can't really say for sure, but.
Right. Well, people with more serious issues would take more sessions. Mm-hmm. I don't tell people they have to come back in a certain specific amount of time. Mm-hmm. I just tell them, you'll know when you need to come back. I've had people that went 6 months before they came back for a second session. Mm-hmm. I think it would be good to come back maybe once a month for so many months, mm-hmm. but I don't, I'm not into pushing it to right. say you have to come back. I just tell them, you'll know when you need to come back. And I tell them, I really would like for you to give it 2 weeks to realign to the energy before you come back for a second session anyway.
Now, when you have a session with a client, do you give them homework? Like, you know, you need to meditate, you know, for yes. this day, that day, and that day, and, well, you know, special instructions?
I'm not a doctor, so I can't prescribe. Mm-hmm. I can recommend they change their eating habits. I can recommend they drink more water. I can recommend they take a salt-clearing bath. I can recommend they go out and hug a tree. But I'm not going to say, you have to go do this.
Right. Yeah, I don't know that I would hug any of my trees
here. It's actually very good for the solar plexus chakra. It's good for really? Grounding. People that live too much in their head, it's good to get them to ground to the earth.
Really? I would have never thought of that. That's the first time I've ever heard that. Other than, you know, making fun of somebody and, you know, hearing somebody being called a tree hugger. But, you know, I guess that's a new spin on it.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what my neighbors would say if they saw me out there hugging the tree.
Well, men don't like to hug trees. They usually like to lean with their back against the tree. Mm-hmm. It still has the same effect because we have chakras on the front side of the mm-hmm. body and we have chakras on the back side of the body.
If I thought it'd help me, I'd hug a panther. You know, I don't care. It might hurt afterwards, but you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Cool. Very cool. Now, if someone like has a problem, like knowing how to meditate after seeing you for a session, can you instruct them on how to do that as well?
Yes.
Awesome. Cause I know a lot of people, and that was one of the things like, when I first started getting into radio, and actually when I first met Serenity, we talked a lot about meditation. And I, for a long, long time, I had a really hard time being able to meditate. I couldn't clear my mind because I had so much going on in it all the time that it took me a long time to really quiet my mind and do that. Now, do you have any advice on maybe how, if someone was having problems that you were seeing, how they could fix that or try to remedy that issue?
Well, a lot of people have the monkey mind chatter, so it's hard for them to sit and meditate. The planetary energy in itself is vibrating faster. Time is actually speeding up. So the TM meditation, I'm not sure what it's called. I know they call it TM meditation, where you just sit and go, mm-hmm, concentrate mm-hmm. on the om, or you can concentrate on the breath. That's a very good meditation. But I went with my shamanic instructor, Deborah King, and got my own personal mantra from her that I meditate with the technique that she has taught me. But yeah, if you even just chant on the universal om, or concentrate on the breathing, or even Summer McStarvick has what she calls flow dreaming. She says if you can't quiet the monkey mind, use it. Float down that river and veer off into the rapids and see what's on the riverbank as a guided meditation over just mm-hmm. a regular meditation.
Right. Yeah, and you know, it took me a long time to quiet my mind to be able to actually have an effective meditation. I found with me that shamanic drumming, Native American flutes, stuff like that helped me get to that place. But yeah, I know a lot of people have problems with that. And there's been, not just myself, but there's been a lot of questions, you know, throughout the time that I've been doing this, you know, how do you exactly get to that level? So very interesting.
That makes a good point too, that you don't have to sit still to meditate. You can mm-hmm. actually jog or walk mm-hmm. and get into a meditative state.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, exactly. I mean, I've done that before investigations where I would listen to the shamanic drumming before I even got to the location. And it just, you know, it's just a matter of clearing my mind and grounding myself. And, it, that's what works for me. So, but yeah, different strokes for different folks, and whatever works for you, you know, have at.
Right.
Awesome. Awesome. So
are you thinking about getting, getting more involved in Reiki Greg?
I don't know. It's a possibility. I'm very interested in the shamanistic path, you know, and you and I talked about it last night, Deb, and Serenity and I talk about it all the time. And Serenity is my co-owner here at the network, Shelley. That's who I keep referring to.
Okay.
She's psychic medium, excellent in what she does. And she kind of took me under her wing and started opening my mind to a lot of different things on a spiritual level. You know what I mean? And so we've talked a lot about, you know, the shamanistic path, and that might be good for me to go down. So, I mean, I'm interested in that. You know, the more we talk about it, the more I'm interested in maybe getting I'll wait for you to get, you know, to Reiki Master Deb, and I'll have you work me over.
According to the Gnostic traditions, the Bible, you know, stopped at 18 with Christ and then picked up again at age 30. The Gnostic traditions claim that he traveled around the world and studied the different healing modalities.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I read somewhere where...
It's from the Native American, and mm-hmm. he was over in India, and he's learned the Buddhist. And
yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I read somewhere where he studied with... and taught to Tibetan monks.
You know, and that doesn't surprise me at all, because I mean, the Buddhist, the Dalai Lama. I mean, the whole everywhere you go, there's different healing studies out of everywhere, and that really doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, the people in the East, the Chinese, well, not the Chinese in general, the people in the Middle East are more in tuned to the energy healing than what we as Westerners are, but we're catching up to them.
Yeah. Very interesting. Good stuff. Well, if somebody wants to have a session with you, Shelley, where can they get a hold of you at?
Well, I have a Facebook page called Healing Within LLC. Or okay. They can give me a call on my cell phone at 574-702-0282 and schedule an appointment. And I have a room I can work out of Logansport, and I have a room in Kokomo set up.
Awesome. Awesome. Are you putting that out in the chat room for us, Deb?
I will do that.
I know you put it out on Facebook for us already, but I thought it would be nice to, you know, to have it in the chat room as well.
I'll do that right now.
Awesome.
Sir?
Awesome. I would, but I can't type and talk at the same time. I've tried, and it always comes out funny. I don't know why. It just does.
Okay. So. Well, then I'll type and you talk.
Awesome. So, Shelley, it's pretty interesting. I mean, do you have, like, I guess, like information on the Facebook page with different articles and stuff that people can check out, or links to maybe books or something we could read more about Reiki?
That would be a very good suggestion for me to do that. I put a lot of positive quotes by Louise Hay and Neil Donald Walsh and some of the authors that I really look up to, Denise Lynn. I put a lot of positive quotes on my page that they say that really relate to me, or I think that people need to hear.
Right. Now, do you personally, and I know this is kind of it gets a little personal, and I apologize, but I mean, do you have spirit guides yourself?
We all have spirit guides.
Okay.
And some of us have more than one, and we won't have one our whole life. At different stages in our life, there'll actually be another one come in and take over for the first one. And if you might be going through a really hard time or a drug addiction or something, you might have six working with you instead of just one.
Right. Awesome. See, and I totally agree with you on that one. And, you know, I hear a lot of different stories. Like I said, I mean, I've been doing the radio thing for quite a while, and you hear things, you know, you have one, you don't actually, you know who your spirit guides are. They're not necessarily family members. And then, you know, you hear on the other hand, well, they're family members and, you know. It's just kind of interesting stuff. Not
family members, but that doesn't say that they can't be.
Right.
But if you quiet your mind and get in that quiet state and you ask a question and you think it's just your own ego answering you, you actually will get a name.
Awesome. That is cool. All right. Well, listen, Shelley, I want to thank you for coming on with us. We're coming up to the top of the hour, and we'll take care of some network business here in the next 5 or 10 minutes or so. But, you know, we'd love to have you back on, and we'll talk some more Reiki and a lot of other things that you have going on as well.
Great. I had fun. I like that.
Awesome. See, nothing to be nervous about.
That's right.
Just us.
Right. That's kind of how we roll. Yeah. But it was awesome. And, you know, a lot of good information put out. If you want to reach Shelley, she's at 206 North Buckeye in Kokomo. The phone number is 574-702-0282. And that is more for our podcast listeners if they're interested in contacting you, Shelley. But that being said, thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. And I've been wanting to have a Reiki master on and talk a little bit about it and try to, you know, get more understanding about what Reiki actually is and how it works. And it was good, really good to learn that tonight. Thank you.
Well, I hope I helped enlighten people.
Honestly, you did. You enlightened me.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, definitely. So, all right. Well, like I said, we'd love to have you back on the show, and you know, we'll talk more about that, and we will talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Shelley Cummings, Reiki Master. Like I said, for the information, you guys, she's located in Kokomo, Indiana, 206 North Buckeye in Kokomo. You can phone her at 574-702-0282 to get a hold of her for Reiki sessions. Her Facebook page is Healing Within LLC. Check that out as well. So
she's such a nice lady, and mm-hmm. I went around and interviewed, well, you know, and talked to several people over the course of the last couple of years, trying to find somebody that I felt comfortable with and that I felt that I liked their vibe, you know, to study this with. And then the Jerry at the Harmony Within Center introduced me to Shelley, and I will always be glad for that. And I liked her energy right away, and I thought, this is the person that I want to give me the basics here and show me the ropes to this thing that I've been feeling for a long time. So she's the real deal, and she's a really super nice, down to earth person. I like her a lot.
Awesome. Hold on, I had to.
Go get Reiki'd by her. Now you're waiting for me, right?
Hell yeah. I'll wait for you to get your stuff taken care of, yo.
Yeah. I got I'm gonna be doing Reiki 2 this Sunday. So mm-hmm.
Now, how many more? Okay, you had one more.
Uh huh. There's three. You gotta do three.
Oh, awesome! So, what after your third session does that make you a Reiki master?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but you know, I'm studying on my own a lot too. The first Reiki one is more about you, mm-hmm. you know, learning how to use this energy to heal yourself, and then the second class is, I'm not sure because I haven't had it yet, but I think it's learning how to channel that energy out to others, you know, and mm-hmm. help them to heal themselves. I'm not sure. Maybe that's number three. I'll find out Sunday and let you know.
Right. Awesome. Well, yeah, you know, and I'm glad that she was able to come on with us because, like I said, I wanted to know more about Reiki. And, you know, I know we talked about it and kind of hit on it a little bit. And I've been kind of – I sent a couple of emails a while back to – a couple places that I found online to see if maybe they wanted to come on and talk. And of course, they never hit me back up. But I'm glad you were able to get her on with us, because a lot of people hear about it. And like I said, I mean, I had a misconception that it had to do with rocks and massage.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know where I got that from. I don't know. Maybe is there some version of Reiki that uses the hot rocks and massage and stuff?
Not that I know of. I mean, that's just a massage technique, I think. I know people that do massage therapy that they also use the hot rocks and mm-hmm. stuff. So, but like she said, I think for the most part, anyway, at least this, what I know, Reiki is more, light touch or no touch. You're working with energy. You're not really working with the body physical. You're working with the body of energy.
Right. Right. Hold on. How
Pardon
you
me.
Doing?
Pardon me. He can't type and talk at the same time.
I can't, man. I try, and then it's like I'm. So, but yeah, I mean, I've always, I've wanted to learn more about it and hear more about it and kind of, get an idea of what was going on with it. And she was very interesting. And I mean, and to the point,
she knows a lot of stuff.
Right. Right. And, I'm glad she said that about spirit guides, because, mm-hmm. And Serenity and I have had a long talk about spirit guides as well. And she is basically on that same page as well. You don't always have the same spirit guides. It varies with whatever situation that you're having to deal with in life and whatnot. You have different spirit guides.
Yeah, I think like your joy guide and your protector and your teacher and, stuff like that.
That's right. Thank you, Serenity. I'm thinking of chakra aligning. They use the hot stones with chakra aligning as well. Uh-huh. That's probably exactly what it is. I'm doing good.
Could be. I'm not that far yet.
Well, once you get that way too, I'll have you hot rock me too.
Okay, that did not sound good.
I'll just stand out in front of the house and you can just stone me or something. I don't know.
I'll lob a couple hot rocks at you.
See? You would do that too, you butthead.
Whatever.
So you guys know PQRN has gone back to a 24/7 broadcasting schedule. Paranormal Talk at night and rock and roll and pop and top 40 throughout the day. Here we go. You got to carry this. I got to type.
What?
For you guys that are coming into the chat or listening to the podcast and you want to come over and check out us live, to the right of the chat, there's icons. Just right click, open in a new tab, and that's how you're going to hear the show live. Right click and open new tab there to the right of chat. I had to type that. Could you tell?
Yeah, because you can't type and talk at the same time.
I can't. I'm pre-tarded like that.
Uh-huh.
But anywho, very interesting show.
Yeah,
tonight.
It was a good show.
You guys can check out the podcast. NPRradio.podomatic.com is the URL for that. And if you want to check the show, and all you pod listeners, thank you for listening. We're up 868 slots from last week, Deb.
Really?
In the pod rankings. Yes, we are. So we're doing pretty good there.
That's good.
Yeah, you guys are listening. Everyone, worldwide, listening to us,
Thank you. Chit-chat
and talk and have a good time doing this. Remember, tonight, Just Saying Radio coming up at 8 p.m. Eastern, right after Midwest Pair Talk Radio. Bangarang is coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. So you guys, don't go anywhere. We've got... we got plenty of paranormal programming coming your way tonight. Then after that, we're back to the rock and roll, top 40, pop, rap, blues, everything you want to hear right here on the ParaQuest Radio Network. Thank you, everybody, from pprnetwork.com for hanging out with us. Crystal came by and said hi, and you guys listening over in the chat room on their network right now. Thank you for listening to us. Deb, as always, it rocked it hard.
Thank you. And that was
she was a good guest. And we got plenty more coming your way, you guys. So check us out, Midwest Prayer Talk Radio, every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the ParaQuest Radio Network. Everyone, have a great weekend. Remember, stick around. Just Saying Radio up next. Say bye, Deb.
Bye, Deb.
Want to thank you for hanging out with Midwest Paratalk Radio here on the ParaQuest Radio Network and simulcasting live on the People's Paranormal Radio Network. And remember, you can catch Greg and Deb every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the ParaQuest Radio Network, www.paraquestradionetwork.com.